Angry farmers on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border are planning to block an international bridge today to protest their government's inability to manage the Rio Grande. Texan and Mexican farmers depend on the river for irrigation, but a severe drought, and Texans say Mexican mismanagement of its reservoirs, have left the Rio Grande a sluggish stream. The farmers are demanding that Washington and Mexico City replenish the missing water. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Conservative, flag-waving, good old boy Texas farmers are not often associated with civil disobedience, such as blocking an international bridge. But then JoJo White, an irrigation district manager in South Texas, says they've never been this desperate before.
This is basically the down-home farmer, you know, having to do something that's very distasteful to him because our government has not come to our rescue. And they're letting Mexico not, you know, permitting them not to meet their obligations, and it's killing this region.
The Rio Grande has become a contentious issue in U.S.-Mexico relations. On Tuesday, President Bush spoke with Mexican President Vicente Fox by phone about the nearly half a trillion gallons that Mexico owes the United States. The next day, Fox said he would announce within 2 weeks his country's plan to begin repaying the water that it is treaty-bound to contribute to the international river. I don't know how President Fox plans to repay the debt when the water does not exist, says Dr. Hector Godsden, director of the Center for the Study of Drought in Chihuahua City, Chihuahua. The quantity of water is minimal in our dams, he says. It's down to 20-23% of normal capacity. Chihuahua doesn't have water to give to the Rio Grande. Much of the U.S.-Mexico borderlands has been suffering under an 8-year-old drought. Mexican farmers claim they've been devastated, but Texas growers accuse Mexico of hoarding what water there is instead of meeting its treaty obligations. Mary Kelly, director of the Texas Center for Policy Studies, an environmental think tank in Austin, says the acrimonious debate has grown counterproductive.
We don't have any more water than we had when we started the finger pointing, really. So I think it's time for a reevaluation of the strategy.
She and other transborder water experts say a new strategy must go beyond a repayment schedule and get at the root of the problem. First, the 1944 treaty between the U.S. and Mexico that specifies how much river water each country gives to the other is outdated.
It simply isn't designed to deal with the kind of chronic situation that we face today.
That's Bill Nitza, a former EPA official who wrote a recent report on the overtaxed river for the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies. In addition to renegotiating the water treaty, Nitza says conservation is critical. He points out that farmers in Mexico and Texas lose respectively 60% and 50% of their irrigation water through evaporation and seepage into the dirt canals. President Fox is expected to stress the need for water conservation when he announces his plan to solve the Rio Grande water war. There's another alternative, though it's seldom mentioned. The water repayment talks would drag on all summer until September, hurricane season. Longtime South Texas grower Sam Sparks.
And when we do have that hurricane, which is overdue, then the dams will fill up and everybody will forget about this until we get in the next big problem.
John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.